This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Welcome back. Top 4 at 4 brought to you this afternoon by National RX, Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy. Here's Jake Miller.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, Tennessee gets set to take on Vanderbilt tonight in Nashville. Game will tip off at 9 o'clock on SEC Network, with the Vols entering as a 6.5-point favorite.
Got to bring the defense tonight. Surely Vanderbilt has no shot of lighting us up the way Kentucky did, right? I mean, that's going to be the point of emphasis. Rick Barnes is not going to allow his team to go out there and get roasted two nights in a row like that.
No, I don't think that Vanderbilt has the
firepower.
No,
not unless
we need to shut down Junior.
Yeah, unless he goes for 55, they're not going to win.
Do you feel like, he's averaging, I think, like 20 points a game. Can we withstand that if nobody else beats us? Do you kind of Jordan rules it and just say, look, we know he's going to get what he's going to get, but we're not going to let anybody else beat us? If he scores 30, that's fine, but no, we're not going to let any of the other scrubs on that team take it to us.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fine line. You get up around 30, and he could single-handedly get us.
I mean, with the Jordan rules and the Pistons, I mean, he was scoring 60 points, 55 points, 39 points, and the Bulls still lost.
Yeah. I'd rather not. I'd rather just hold everybody down, but it'll be interesting to see how they defend him coming out tonight, because they're such a one-man team.
Yeah. And moving on to number two, Arizona Cardinals safety Buda Baker was taken off the field on a stretcher last night after a violent collision in the third quarter of Monday's NFC wildcard game. Good news, he was released from the hospital and is on his way back to Arizona.
Hey, good for him, man. Yeah, he got trucked and was very reminiscent of that guy a couple of weeks ago who hit his head on the back of the end zone. Yeah, arm was
prone
up.
Posturing or whatever they call it. He was out. It's that thing your body does when your brain starts shutting down. My biggest beef with it was I feel like in the interest of fairness, I kind of feel like Cam Akers should have been called for leading with the crown of his helmet.
I don't recall that. I thought he got hit by like a leg or a knee, didn't he?
No, oh, he got hit kinda, head. Nah,
I don't know.
Akers, go back and I watched it like 10 times last night because somebody pointed it out, and I really wanted to see if he did, and he lowered his head like a battering ram and just went helmet to helmet. If it had been the other way around, and pros would have gotten the 15-yard penalty, and college would have been thrown out for targeting. But they don't seem to want to enforce that rule on offensive players.
Nope.
Akers initiated contact with the crown of his helmet.
And moving on to number three, former Tennessee quarterback Harrison Bailey has announced that he will continue his college football career at UNLV. Bailey was highly touted coming out of high school, but failed to land the permanent starting role over the previous two coaching staffs.
Good for him. Wish him luck. Hope it works out for him. There's a reason he is not going to another Power 5 school.
Right.
I think that's just one of those things where the quote-unquote experts at the recruiting services were way off. I mean, he is not a five-star talent. There's a reason that Jim Chaney tried to get Haynes King when he got here, is because he knew, even when Bailey was in high school, that this guy was not the answer to Tennessee's quarterback situation. And so did this staff. They knew it pretty obvious. You work on the field, the guy can't make the throws. And so hopefully he finds a system that can utilize his talent. I do think he can spread the ball around, make good decisions and things like that. But it was not going to happen here for him. That was pretty obvious.
And finally, at number four, got an interesting one. Najee Harris was a part of the high school class of 2017, and during his recruitment, UCLA was not high on his list, but a tactic used by then-coach Jim Mora was telling Harris that he knew who killed Tupac Shakur. This according to Rob Cassidy of Rivals.com.
So who was it? Now?
Jim Mora, when he was the coach at UCLA, he was recruiting Najee Harris. And one of the tactics he used to try to lure him in, because he knew that UCLA wasn't high on his list, he went up to him and was like, man, I know who killed Tupac Shakur.
It's a pretty good tactic. I mean, I know you're Najee Harris, you're a five-star running back, and you think you can go to Alabama and play on championship teams and then become an NFL draft pick. But Jim Mora at UCLA knows who killed Tupac.
If that man knows who killed Tupac, there's at least a million other people that know. If Jim Mora, of all people, knows who killed Tupac, there's no doubt in my mind many other people
know.
Well,
I went down a YouTube rabbit hole where a guy basically admits that he was in the car, the shooter's car, on that deal. So.
Has nobody ever charged for that?
Nope.
It was like after a Tyson fight, right? He was on a crowded strip. And somebody just.
Yeah, he had gotten into it was a Blood Crip thing, and Tupac whipped the hell out of somebody. There's video of it in the casino.
Oh, yeah, the surveillance footage of the fight. He straight up mollywopped that dude.
It's amazing how less likely you are to be murdered when you don't go around randomly assaulting people in casinos.
I wouldn't say randomly. I would say it's more that if you don't get involved, you know.
Gang war?
And gang fights between, you know, West Side Crips and like Pyre Bloods. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I yearn for a simpler time. Thank you, Jake. That is the top four at four brought to you by National RX. And fellas, if ED has got you feeling down these days, you need a little lift to get back up, then our friends at National RX are standing by with a great deal on sildenafil. You know what it is. National RX now offering sildenafil at the unheard of price at 50 cents a tablet. You remember a couple of years ago before COVID, I went back and listened to this old commercial that we did for them. They were doing it at $1 a pill, which was unheard of back then. 50 cents a pill for sildenafil, that'll put some lead in your pencil, fellas. It's easy. All you got to do is tell them you heard about it on the drive. You got to tell them you heard about it on the drive. Just talk to your doctor and have this prescription filled at National RX in Farragut. Let them know you heard about it right here from us on the drive. 865-392-1770 for National RX, online at nationalrx.com. 50 cents a tablet for sildenafil. Are you kidding me?
What a deal.
Are you kidding me?
It's the best price I've ever seen.
It's fantastic. So we get back to it this afternoon on Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show with us this afternoon. We got a Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question for you.
What we got?
What is the ceiling for this year's basketball Vols? How far can they go? And the early results at the @FoxSportsKnox Twitter poll, not very encouraging. Tennessee fans not really feeling it right now. 1% of precincts reporting this could change. 52 votes cast, 44.2% say the round of 32 is the ceiling. 40.4% say the Sweet 16. Interestingly, 3.8% say Elite 8, but 11.5% say Final Four. So more people think Final Four than Elite 8, but most people falling in that, well, 89 votes cast now, and we're up to 52.8% for Round of 32. So it looks like Round of 32 is going to have it. surely this team can make it out of that first weekend. Am I being sheepy on that? Is my head in the sand? Am I in denial? I feel like I'm going crazy sometimes doing this show with all the Barnes bashers telling me how terrible a coach he is and how bad this basketball team is. And then I look at the numbers, I look at the stats, I look at the record, and I don't see it.
I think it has more to do with just Barnes's track record in the tournament.
I mean, realistically, we're probably going to be a 5 or 6 seed going into the tournament. Hopefully nothing lower than that. You might get out of that first weekend.
If this team makes it to the Sweet 16, will that be a success? Is that a successful season?
Yeah.
For the Barnes Bashers?
That was the most
people?
Begrudging yes I think I've ever heard on the show. Yeah. Sure. Why not? Oh, it'll never be enough for the Barnes Bashers. You could lose in the Elite Eight and they'd be pissed off.
Probably.
What do you think, Bear? What's the ceiling here?
Sweet 16. Currently, subject to change between now and the tournament starting.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the draw and it depends on the seeding. I did look at bracketology. Lunardi has us as a 5 seed, and then Jerry Palm has us as a 6 seed, and those were updated today.
It's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah,
I would lean more towards 5, you know, down around there, around 20th. We're what, like 24th right now?
Well, you're going to have to pick up some wins down the stretch here. You can't afford many bad losses, if any.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think we have any bad losses, is the thing. And
no, all our losses are to top 15 teams. I think that's why we're still in the top 25.
Strength of schedule.
Don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Strength of schedule is definitely working in Tennessee's favor right now.
But we definitely need to beat a couple of teams. We need to start winning some top 20 games.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it gets into draw and just how well are you playing down the back half of the season and going into the tournament. So a lot of basketball to be played. Your thoughts on that? What is the ceiling for this team? 865-546-8200. The Drive continues. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Rocky Top Report brought to you by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. 24th ranked Tennessee hits the road for the second consecutive game, traveling to the state's capital to take on Vanderbilt tonight at 9 p.m. SEC Network will have the telecast. It'll be a Tom Hart, Dane Bradshaw, Alyssa Lang affair this evening with the late tip-off. And Tennessee, three of the last 5 times the Vols have traveled to Nashville, they have returned home without playing. Let's hope we get this game in tonight.
I think we're playing tonight, man. We'd have known by now.
Indeed, Tennessee has won 10 of the last 11 meetings in this series, including each of the last 8 and 5 straight in Memorial Gym. Vanderbilt has not done a good job upholding their end of this rivalry. Last meeting, Victor Bailey Jr. had 20 points. Jaden Springer had 20. Eve Ponce had a double-double as 25th-ranked Tennessee raced past Vanderbilt 70-58 in Memorial Gym in late February. And Victor Bailey, I feel like this is ages ago. We talked about it last week against South Carolina. He went for almost 30 last year against them, 20 against Vanderbilt. It was like a different guy.
Unbelievable.
See if some of these guys can bounce back. Tennessee's won its last 8 games against in-state opponents, 23-5 against in-state foes under Rick Barnes. 23 wins include 10 against Vandy, 4 against Tennessee Tech, 3 against ETSU, 2 against Lipscomb, and 1 each against Chattanooga, Memphis, Tennessee State, and UT Martin. 46 three-pointers this year for Santiago Vescovi. He's on pace to finish the season with the 7th most made threes in program history. See if Tennessee unleashes Brandon Huntley Hatfield tonight.
They ought to.
Rick Barnes has been teasing it. He teased us after the Kentucky game. We'll see if they let the big freshman from the mid-state play through some of the mistakes tonight. We have not seen that yet. Football, you heard Jake. Harrison Bailey is off to UNLV. Josh Heupel has won the 2021 Steve Spurrier First Year Coach Award. Actually, he is the co-winner of the 2021 Steve Spurrier First Year Coach Award. He shares the honors with South Carolina Shane Beamer.
After we beat his brains out?
I don't know about you guys, but this sticks in my craw.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It doesn't mind.
Why?
It was fair.
No, it's not.
No, it's not
fair. What the hell are you talking about? It's fair. It's fair? I'm sorry, did I sleep through a monumental ass stomping at Neyland Stadium a couple of months ago? Did I imagine that? Did that really happen?
You're conflating what the award was.
Huh? With what? Is he there? Are you?
You there?
Yeah.
Yes, we're here.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Bear, we beat.
Don't act like it's a damn Heisman Trophy, Russ. '97 and Peyton Manning.
First of all,
some damn stupid award from Steve Spurrier.
It's a first-year coach award, hold on.
First of all, the Heisman is meaningless. We've been over this many times, so like, don't bring that has nothing to do with anything. We're talking about an award for a first-year coach, and we have a head-to-head competition to decide this. Do I have to spell it out for you? This is Steve Spurrier taking a dig at Tennessee and propping up a guy who coached at a program that he coached at for no other reason. It's a damn outrage.
After they came in here and Josh Heupel picked him up, gave him a tombstone pile driver, crossed his arms, said, "You're dead, rest in peace." And we, like you said, Russ, bent him over a barrel and showed him the 50 states.
Hendon Hooker and Josh Heupel picked that dork up by his pants and gave him a swirly. We dunked him in the toilet and flushed it on him, Bear. And then we gave him a wedgie on the way out there. We put his BVDs up where the sun don't shine.
Well, you guys want to get all your knickers on a twist over this, be my guest. I've got more important things to
like
worry about.
Like what?
Whether or not we're going to beat LSU on Saturday.
Oh, stop. Stop. We can walk and chew gum here at the same time. Two different sports. This is a damn travesty of justice. I wish Josh Heupel would take that award and send it back to Spurrier. Said, "I don't want it. Here's your stupid award. It probably doesn't even have a trophy with it. Is it a plaque or a certificate or something? A signed visor?
Not even bronze. It's just a little plastic trophy. Probably bought it at Hobby Lobby or something."
FOH with the Steve Spurrier Award. Shane Beamer. I'm tired of that guy. Yeah, that guy has the look of a coach who's going to be fired in about 4 years. Shane Beamer. Oh, they won the what bowl game? They won the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
And then he got hit in the head with a thing they were dumping on.
They won the Duke's Bowl. He beat Mack Brown. Guy's 90 years old, coaching in Depends with 1 foot in the grave. Over there on the sideline, he beats him in the damn Duke's Bowl, and you think that guy is on par with the hype train? FOH. It's an outrage.
Got a mayonnaise bath. Got hit in the head with a Gatorade jug.
What was the score of that game, Jake? What, we beat them like 35-21? We took our foot off the gas?
What, South Carolina?
It's 28-0 in the first quarter.
We beat them 45, or what, well, yeah.
It was like a Tyson fight back in the day, man.
And then he's sitting there. We're up, I think, 38-0 by this point. And they get 3 points on the board. He's sitting there like his dad, fist up in the air, like he's done something.
That was a Tyson fight back in the day. They're like Michael Spinks, flat on his back through the ropes, looking up like,
where am I?
Shane Beamer
beat the brakes off of them.
FOH. Absolutely ridiculous. Folks, Shane Beamer's going to be calling my boy Bo Craigner soon because he's going to have to sell that house in Columbia. And Bo can get it sold. He brings you the Rocky Top Report, brought to you daily right here on Fan Run Radio. All the UT news you can handle and then some. Bo Craigner, get it listed, get it sold, and move on in 2022. Call today to set up your free consultation. Tell them I sent you. 865-742-1035. 742-1035. Online at boknowshouses.com. Bo Craigner and the Craigner Group. Real estate the right way. I mean, if Shane Beamer were walking down Kingston Pike, do you think anybody would recognize him? How faceless is that guy? What is their claim to fame? I mean, obviously North Carolina. They beat North Carolina in the Dukes Bowl. Okay, great. Did they win a regular season game of consequence, what they beat emasculated Florida?
That's it. I mean, that's all they did.
I mean, if Tennessee played Florida on the date that they played Florida, do you not think Tennessee would have beaten them more decisively than South Carolina did? That was a close game, wasn't it?
I know the Missouri game was close. I don't know how close
that
South Carolina
was. That game,
game
down
was
there. Remember, they threw a touchdown pass. There was a guy like wide open in the end zone. There wasn't anybody within 20 yards of him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what has Shane Beamer done? I'm still waiting somebody to enlighten me with one significant accomplishment that he made that's worthy of any award other than being clocked in the head with a giant bucket full of mayonnaise. I feel like he's already gotten plenty of props from that. Shane Beamer. FOH. Yeah, Shane Beamer's on the Jeremy Pruitt fast track. That's what he's on. Shane Beamer is on his way to a quality control gig with the New York Football Giants within the next 5 years. He'll be breaking down special teams film in a dimly lit room in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Thought they were in East Rutherford.
Wherever, Jake Miller. Shane Beamer has the look of your next special teams coach with the XFL's Birmingham Renegades. I mean, if his name wasn't Shane Beamer, if his name were Shane Smith or Shane Davis or Shane Miller, would he be the head coach at South Carolina?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. And maybe that's why it strikes such a chord, is because we've been there before. We've hired the inferior offspring coach not once but twice here. We went on the Lane train for a year and decided to blow up our program for no apparent reason. And then followed that up with freaking Dooley. Shane Beamer is a slightly, and I mean slightly, cooler version of Derek Dooley, which to say he's still not cool at all.
He's not going to have a Tyler Bray, a Cordero Patterson, Justin Hunter, a Derek Rogers, or A.J. Johnson. Michael Rivera.
He's going to be buying a nice beach house in Charleston, or maybe Myrtle.
He ain't good enough for Charleston. He's going to buy one in Myrtle Beach.
North Myrtle Beach. And he's going to be getting that South Carolina buyout money. K cashing those checks for the next 10 years after they get set to overpay him because he won half of the stupid Steve Spurrier Award that he stole from Josh Heupel. Spurrier, is that dude about ready to kick the bucket? I mean, what's he doing still around? What's he doing still around? What exactly does he bring to the table these days, Steve Spurrier, the head ball coach?
Looking like a short-billed Big Bird.
Steve Spurrier, FOH, with his Steve Spurrier Award. Shane Beamer. It's an outrage. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio, back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve.
Volstorm says, Heupel needs to set that award on fire like Charlie Rich. I don't get that reference. Who's Charlie Rich, Bear?
Country music star.
What did he do? Did he set an award on fire?
I guess. I wasn't really familiar with it myself.
Heupel needs to send, he needs to send an American Indian like Marlon Brando did when he won that award. Under protest.
That award? An Academy Award?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, he actually sent an American Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To protest our treatment of the Native American peoples. What did he win that for, Bear? Was that Apocalypse Now?
I can't remember if it was The Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
That's what Josh Heupel should do, that stupid award. Refuse it. Refuse it, Josh Heupel. You're better than that. We don't kowtow to South Carolina and meaningless awards around here. Let's go to the phones. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Morning, sorry, W.
Philly.
How are you bearing Jake Snake now?
Spectacularly. How are you, sir?
Why are you worried about Shane Beamer?
I don't know. I'm not. I just like picking on Shane Beamer because he's goofy and he's an easy target, and I got nothing better to do on a Tuesday afternoon. Sue me. What are you going to do?
And he's ugly. What?
Yeah.
You know, if we had won our bowl game, he wouldn't even on the, he wouldn't have been in the competition for the award.
It's true. Well, I don't know. Would he? I feel like they were destined to try and screw Heupel over on this thing.
Well, if we'd gone 8-5 like we should have, he would have won. I mean, they wouldn't even consider Heupel.
I am outraged. I am outraged that Josh Heupel has to share an award that I didn't even know existed until yesterday. That's how mad I am right now, Phil.
Fake outrage.
You know, they beat Auburn, too. That's another reason why he's probably they got a lot of stock with that, and that was the game Patrick Nix didn't even play because he's injured. So,
they ain't worth a flip anyway.
And then they barely beat Vandy, Cotton Candy. I think they beat them in the last second drive.
Barely beat Vandy. Almost got beat by East Carolina. By the way, shout out to Memphis, who did get beat by East Carolina in basketball. They're now in Joe Lunardi's next four out. Not the first four out of the tournament, Phil. Next four out. Penny Hardaway's dream of defending their NIT championship is very much alive.
Well, I guess Penny still needs to play that Tennessee game, don't he?
He needs to play somebody.
Not going to do it.
Well, guys, y'all can do all the fluff you want to. We lose tonight. We're not even going to go to the NCAA tournament.
Oh, stop, Phil.
We aren't losing tonight, Phil.
They're good. They're like a top 15 net team with no bad losses. I mean, yeah, tonight would be their first bad loss of the season. Not a deal breaker. You lose tonight, win Saturday, you're back on track.
We're not playing good, though.
They're playing inconsistently. They're just up and down. I don't get it. I don't get why they can no-show against Ole Miss for 35 minutes, turn it on the last 5 minutes in overtime, defend like hell for the majority of the season, and then they forgot to pack their defense on the way up to Rupp, but then they shoot 50% from the field. against a pretty good defensive team. And you're like, where's this been? And I just don't get why they can't put it together. But maybe they can.
Well, they're not having fun. You can tell with the body language of the team.
I just don't know, man. I keep hearing this criticism. Oh, they're not having fun. They look like every Barnes team. No, they don't play with the unbridled passion that Pearl's teams played with back in the day. But I don't sense that these guys are out there miserable. I think they enjoy what they do.
Really? See, Kenny Chandler at times don't look too happy out on the court.
I mean, would you look happy if you're getting your ass beat by 30 points in Rupp Arena?
Well, you'd be happy if you had a coach just getting on you all the time.
I would imagine it gets old, but he knew exactly what he was in for when he signed up. I think that from what I've heard, his family is comfortable with it, and yeah, it's been a rocky road, but I don't think that they're regretting the decision to come here at all. And furthermore, I think that if he continues to struggle, I don't think it's a lock that he leaves after this season right now.
Yeah. Well, you may be right.
His stock is plummeting.
Yeah. Well, Skid Mansley, what is the – outside of putting Hatfield in there and getting major playing time, what can they else do to this lineup to interject some life to it?
Need some new blood on the low block.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only answer, though. I mean, I wonder if they
– where's that going to come from?
I wonder, Phil, if they look at – and this just hasn't been in Barnes's DNA – the 6 years he's been here, I wonder if they try and play a little more small ball with Josiah Jordan James and or Mayshak, somebody like that at the four, and just go with one big man out there. Now, that might be a recipe to get killed on the boards, but just answering your question, like, what can you do to shake it up? I mean, I'm no coach, but that's all I got.
Well, I mean, we're in positionless basketball right now, though. You can roll out there with one big man, four guys on the wing, you'll be fine.
That depends on who you play.
True.
Well, what I do is I put Victor Bailey on the bench and give him all of all his playing time.
Powell finally made a couple of threes. You know, maybe he's ready to break out. I mean, that's what y'all have been wanting, right? Powell and BHH to get all the minutes that Bailey and Uro should be getting.
Powell's going to need to work harder.
You're right, though, about Bailey. He had 20 against Vandy and had a great game at South Carolina. And then after that, he's been in a tailspin. Hadn't done nothing since then, has he?
Oh, he's been terrible. I mean, it is what it is. He's been not very good.
So, I don't know.
I don't know, Phil.
I'm just going to wait until about 11 o'clock and then, explode, I guess, because I don't have no confidence they're going to win tonight. We're due to lose to them. That's what's so bad about the whole thing.
Don't say that. God.
I mean, they're cotton candy, and all of their students aren't going to be there. What kind of organization will even let their students go to it? Pretty cool, though, isn't it? Grandma's Dumber in Tennessee. That'd be a first, wouldn't it? See.
Yeah.
Always a ray of sunshine. Phil doing it as only he can.
You good there, Russ?
Trey is next. Oh, I'm just dandy. Thank you. Trey, what's up, man?
Man, I'm just soaking up the positivity and sunshine. I tell you what.
Feel the positive vibes. Can we get back to ripping Shane Beamer? Can we do that? I've had enough Tennessee basketball talk for the day.
Well, I'll be quick about it. You know, I hope we win tonight, dude. Because if not, somebody's gonna need to get Phil a Xanax, and they're gonna need to give Jamie a Kleenex, because he'll look like he walked out of the Hellman's mayonnaise factory after an explosion. So,
Jesus.
I just hate to see that. So, but fellas,
oh my God.
I mean, in all honesty, I mean, tonight's kind of a – I know it's not – you know, you Russell, you make a case where it's not a must-win, but
– yeah.
Not really a great time.
Kind of a trap game, isn't it? I mean, like, you don't want to You don't want to lose this. It could really be a big setback. You don't gain anything by winning it. You go in there and chew them up and win the game by 10 points or whatever. It's, you know, nobody's going to be thinking, oh, man, Tennessee's got it back on track here. But you lose it, and then, knives are going to come out.
Years past, we rolled into this game usually on a hot streak, and that's when it's a trap game. Now, I don't know what else they got to be distracted with. You know, it's not like they can overlook anybody. So I'm hoping that they'll be focused and ready to go. But, you know, who knows? Sometimes, you know, this team can come out and just dominate an inferior opponent. Other times they can play down to them. I wouldn't put money on it, that's for sure. You know, guys, on a more, trying to bring things back down to earth a little bit, like, yeah, I'm kind of on the same, you know, I'm on the fence about, you know, whether Barnes is peaked here or not, just like everybody else. But the flip side of that is like how much harder it's going to be to get a coach that's going to be better than Rick Barnes right now in the SEC. Like, I don't think people are talking about that. Like, that's not going to be an easy job going out and finding somebody to compete in the SEC right now. Like, this conference has gotten way better, and it is going to be a lot easier for us to go down than it is for us to go up higher. As much as that might be painful to hear, I think that's the reality of where we're at. I mean, just with the league and everything that's going on.
Well, you could screw it up in a hurry. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I will say this. When you look at Danny White, I mean, he is the guy who found Nate Oates, right? He's the guy who plucked him out of high school or something and put him in a college position. So there's part of me that's intrigued that, you know, if Rick Barnes hangs it up whenever that happens, to see what Danny White would do, because I do think he would value offense and entertainment value, and I think he'd probably go find you a pretty good coach. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but you're right. It's a lot easier to screw it up than it is to get it right.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I'm just going to try and be optimistic and, hope Barnes figures it out and we pull it together. Guys, on a totally unrelated note, well, Shane Beamer sucks. Like, dude's a glorified cheerleader. So, Coach of the Year, that's their first year, whatever the hell that award is. Dude, that's splitting that with Heupel is an absolute joke. But that's all I've got to say on that. I know we're about to enter the off season, especially with Tennessee basketball in the doldrums. If you guys ever want to feel some airtime, I would love for you guys to take a day and go over all the crazy-ass stories you've heard about the Tennessee football coaching regimes from years past. And just kind of a retelling. I love that. You guys don't do that enough, because some of the crazy crap these guys have done over the years, I love hearing those stories.
Oh, man.
So, you need some filler time, man. I'd love to hear a show pulling.
Yeah.
I want to go
ahead.
My boy, Billy High, new recruiting coordinator. Like, I went to high school with him. He graduated class above me. He's really good friends with the girl he's married to, so he's gonna be great for that job. And I'm you know, maybe I can sneak some nugs out of him too, so there's that.
There you go, Trey.
So, super excited for my boy. With that, y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, usually we don't get into the filler shows until, I mean, if we're doing filler shows now, we're probably in trouble as far as content goes for the off season.
John Probst has the best Ed Orgeron story from when he was here.
All right. Well, you make a note, and then when we get into filler shows in the warmer months, we'll have to do we'll compile the best bonehead Tennessee coaching stories and just do like a story time with the drive show. Because that would be pretty fun.
Just get up on the porch the whole show.
I don't know if it's necessarily the porch, but it's got a lot of potential for sure. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. 546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon as Tennessee gets set to take its road show to Nashville, take on Vanderbilt tonight, Jerry Stackhouse Is this one of the final two times Tennessee will be facing him? Surely they're going to can him at the end of the year, right? I mean, that's
– You have to.
That program's going nowhere fast.
That's bad.
And they're going to lose Scottie Pippen after this year. Are they going to get better magically without their best player? I mean, that's probably – which, you know, another reason that Tennessee needs to figure some things out is you're lucky that Vanderbilt's been down these past 2 years while you're trying to figure out what you're going to do post-Grant and Admiral. And – you go back and look. Somebody sent me this. I mean, I think the conference record since Grant and Admiral left is like 21-19 right now.
It's not good.
Not good enough. No, not good enough when you're paying your coach $5 million. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Does your business need storage? Chris says, Shade Beamer looks like an assistant manager at Planet Fatness that tries to sell you a year's membership on the basis that you get free pizza with every third workout.
I'd take that deal.
That is a thing at Planet Fitness, right? They give you pizza once a month. You're walking in there, burn a couple of calories. They got a bunch of boxes of Little Caesars up there on the side.
Oh, they can't even give you good pizza? Can't even give you Jets.
I don't know if it's. I don't know where they get it from, but I think that's the deal. I don't know. They still do that.
I don't know, but apparently, if you slam one of the machines down, an alarm will go off.
What?
You never heard that?
What do you mean, slam one of the machines down?
Like, you know how, like,
oh, like a
if
bench
you're doing lat pull downs.
Yeah. Like, oh, you let go of the bar.
If you let go of the bar, like after you've done a really tough set, and it slams. Like an alarm will go off. That's what I've heard.
What do? They send some guy out there. They send Shane Beamer out there to reprimand you. Yeah. Please take care of our equipment. Beamer looks like a youth summer camp counselor. You know, like way too excited to be there. The guy that breaks out the acoustic guitar at the campfire when you're making your s'mores.
What's that movie with the kids that go to camp, the fat camp, Heavyweights?
Yeah.
Looks like he'd be in that movie.
He's on Donut Patrol.
Ugh.
You got any Twinkies in that Foot Locker, kid? Empty all that contraband.
It's like Gunnery Sergeant Hartman going after Gomer Pyle.
He reminds me of a kinder, gentler. Do you remember, did you ever watch Beavis and Butthead back in the day, Jake?
Yeah.
You little, remember Van Driesen?
Yes.
The teacher with the... the peace symbol. He's always breaking out the acoustic guitar. Lesbian Seagull. Oh, man. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Smoking hot question of the day. Those of you just joining us, what is the ceiling for this UT basketball team? We have almost 300 votes cast now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter, and a resounding win with 56.3% of the audience saying round of 32 is the ceiling. That would be disappointing. That would be disappointing. You don't get out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, people are not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. of the audience going Sweet 16. 6.4% says Elite Eight. 5.1% says this team can make the Final Four. Not a lot of hope there at the top of the poll. At No Longer a Vol Fan says, where is the option to just make the tournament? Sawyer says, round of 64. Oh, my God, the Negavols. Sam says, Sweet 16, but have to have a perfect draw. Play an unathletic team in the first round, then play a 13 or 14 seed in the round of 32.
What was the year that we made it to the Sweet 16 because Lehigh had beat Duke? And then
that was the Conzo year.
I was thinking it was. We'd have to have a draw like that.
I don't know. I think we probably would have beaten Duke that year.
Nah.
You nuts. Suck it with Davey Hudson.
No!
It was a great team.
They were a strong two seed that year.
Uh-huh.
Things just happened, man, in that first round.
Astro Vol says, if we could get 20 regular season wins and make it, I can't see more than 18 or 19. Wow. Negavol's all up in the Twitter poll this afternoon. Vaughn Birmingham says, Jake's talking about the lunk alarm, and they will actually kick you out if you are being too aggressive.
Ugh. Is that what they call it?
Well, they're trying to make it a welcoming, inclusive environment. If you're just getting into the world of personal fitness, you don't want to, the gym can be intimidating. You don't walk in there. I mean, look, there's no secret. None of us are bronzed Adonises in here. Guys like me, I'm a pencil neck geek. Bear, Jake, you guys are carrying a few extra pounds around the belly. It's okay.
I'm in pretty good shape right
Judgment
now.
Judgment-free zone.
Well, you speak for yourself, buddy.
But if we were to walk up in the gym right now, I mean, you see a couple of dudes walking around there in their singlets with their, like, Everlast back braces on, right? It's a little bit you don't want to go and pick up your little meager weights in front of those guys. It's intimidating.
When have you seen anybody in a gym wearing a singlet?
I've actually seen it quite a bit.
Yeah, it happens, bro. I know you haven't been in a gym in a while, but gym guy, he's rocking that singlet. He's rocking those muscle shirts that come down way too far. He's got a lot of spandex.
You're talking about like a freaking wrestling singlet?
There's
people that go to gyms wearing those.
No, they're like loose. They're like T-shirts, but they've cut the sleeves off and they're ripped all the way down.
Singlet.
It has no neck to it anymore. They're always wearing a bandana. They've always got the protein shake in the hand.
A singlet Kurt Angle used to wear to the ring in WWE.
Don't forget the knee wraps.
Oh, God.
You got to have the knee
wrist wraps.
Yeah.
The gloves.
A lot of talcum. A lot of talcum powder. Guy thinks he's LeBron James.
The worst one I ever saw was actually at a gym. Dude was shaking his protein shake. He's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be chunky.
Yeah. All right, buddy. You enjoy that chunky shake. Oh, man. How did we get that? Oh, yeah, Shane Beamer is the assistant manager at the Planet Fitness. He is the guy who comes over there to enforce the lunk alarm. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to get on the show this afternoon. Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. What is the ceiling for this Tennessee basketball team? Vols trying to notch win number 12, 13? Of the season, try to get back to 500 in conference play. I know that much.
This would be win number 12.
6.5-point favorites tonight at Vanderbilt. And we will have more on that for you coming up here in hour number three. Plus, the Big 12 discusses splitting into divisions beginning next year. With Texas and Oklahoma. We could talk about that. Got the docket brought to you by Fox and Farmer. A lot to get to in the following 60 minutes.
Got to give a shout out to Jared real quick before we go to break. The music without headphones guy at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring your own tunes. I mean, we could do a whole show on gym guy. Stay with us. The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more after this.